Good afternoon to our Do It All in the Mall Sunday listeners. Today is Sunday, December 20th, 2020. This is your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Valcou Designs, broadcasting out of Tampa, Florida, and you're listening to Sunday Service, where you can find Let's Do It Radio, as well as all entrepreneurs and their websites on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, one place where you can securely shop online 24/7 for anything you need, as well as great listening entertainment, all in the comfort of your home. Luke 2:7, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. It was a silent night, a holy night, how it came upon a midnight clear in the little town of Bethlehem. The excitement started building through the air, that we could hear joy to the world, hallelujah, as we could hear angelically, hark the herald angels sing, and the first Noel. After the angels sang, questions were circling around. Do you hear what I hear? What child is this? Mary, did you know? All Mary could answer was, now behold the Lamb, away in the manger. The three wise men came from afar and bought frankincense and myrrh. If we could have been there, we would have brought silver and gold. They were so happy about the birth, all they could say was, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. They need to know there's no Christmas without you. Since Christ is born, the response from the animals in the stable was, oh, come, all you faithful, because Jesus is the reason for the season. Happy birthday, Jesus. I am so glad you came. Do It All in the Mall does not own the rights to any of the music you hear during the show today. We will now have an invocation by our Reverend Karen La McCullough.
Amen. Heavenly Father, Amen. We come to you with thanksgiving again for all that you have allowed us to do in this day. We come in this hour to worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you and ask you to forgive us all for any sins that we might have committed, be it in thought, word, or deed. And then fill us, O God, with your Holy yes. Spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, we need your power. We need your preaching power. We need your singing power. We need your praising power.
Yes.
We need your
power
to worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you for both preachers who are here today, and we know that you are going to bless us, and we ask you to already prepare our hearts and minds to receive what thus says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, come Holy Spirit, come heavenly dove, come fill us with your presence in this place. We consecrate this radio line to you and ask that you have your own way. Save souls, heal, deliver, set free in the manner that you would do it today. Thank you, Lord. For everything that you will do,
hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. We will be graced with a song by Luther Vandross, This is Christmas, and then Words of Encouragement for the Week by Reverend Eric Broadway.
Don't be discouraged
sing, and I forget about all the troubles I seem to have. And I tell myself to feel how my brother feels. Try to love him, and maybe then I'll understand. And make a little room in our hearts. No.
This is Christmas. Amen. This is Christmas. What is Christmas? This is the day that the Lord was born. Our Heavenly Savior was born. Now, after this Christmas, we are going to have words of encouragement for the week brought to us by Reverend Eric Broadway. And then Reverend Rodney McCullough will lead us in prayer. Go ahead, Reverend Eric.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 31, I like to use as a word of encouragement. Starting with verse 1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thy ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of thy net that they have laid privately for me, for thou art my strength.
Yes.
Into thine hands I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Trust, I say, trust in the Lord. We must trust in the Lord. As David had put forth his words in a song and ask the Lord to be his rock. He claimed God as the rock of his shield, as a shield from all the elements, from all the enemies. We must go forth and believe that God can deliver on our trust in him. Let our trust in him propel us into this week that's coming and allow us to believe that the Lord will provide. We need this. We need the Lord. We need him in all that we do. David shows here that he believed that God could deliver.
Yes.
So we must be the same right now. We should put forth our heart and mind for trusting in the Lord with all our being. See, also, in this word right here, in this first few verses, allowed us to see what he was really anticipating. Defense from all physical and spiritual. That's why I come with this word today. Let our hearts trust in the Lord all through this week and believe that he is able to deliver
us
from all that we fear and all that comes against us. Trust in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for those words of encouragement. Trust in the Lord. You don't trust in nobody else but the Lord. Trust in the Lord.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
Now we'll have prayer by Reverend Rodney McCullough.
Amen. 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 Isaiah 64 says, even before you finish praying to me, I will answer their prayers. When he calls out to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Amen. And then the word said, when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogue and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who is in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not empty praises as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. But do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. So pray like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and forever. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I like a simple prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's so simple. Our Father who art in heaven. Thank you so much, Reverend Rodney. Now, for the first speaker, who is Reverend Carolyn Williamson, I have been told Reverend Carolyn Williamson is a woman of God and has been in the ministry over 30 years. I have been told she goes out into the community and ministers to all jails, prisons, nursing homes, grocery stores, homeless shelters, anywhere her feet and her voice can be heard, she ministers. I've been told Reverend Williamson can sing. There's someone out there that needs to mute their mic, please. You can hear the background noise. All right. Thank you. Her heart's desire is to love God's people and to have his people reconciled back to him. Lastly, I've been told She is a spirit-filled woman and a willing servant who loves God. Since this is what I've been told, I know, because I know that I know that I know, she's going to bring us the living word of God. And after we are graced with a song by Reverend Williamson, we are going to sit on the edges of our seats or stand to our feet and hear what God has put on her heart, Reverend Carolyn Williamson.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just so excited about the Lord. I'm so excited to be with you all today. And I'm going to sing this song. Well, let me have a word of prayer first, and then I'm going to sing this song, and I'm going to share with the Lord that's blessed on my heart. Father God, you're such an awesome God. Father, we thank you for this time, oh God. Yesterday it was not promised, but God, it's by your grace and your mercy that we're here today, hallelujah, to give you glory, to give you honor, to exalt your name, because you and you alone, hallelujah, is worthy to be lifted up. You said if you be lifted, glory to God. You said you would do the drawing. So, Father, we come to lift you up today that you may draw some soul, hallelujah, reconcile someone back to you, God, hallelujah.
Yes.
You said if we seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, you'll do the adding. So, God, whatever we need, hallelujah, we trust you to do it in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that the song that I sing, hallelujah, that it will minister to those who are listening as well as it is me, hallelujah, and that the word that flows from my mouth, hallelujah, would minister to those who are listening, hallelujah, that it would give you glory and give you honor and give you praise. I ask and I pray this with a sincere heart because I love you with all of my heart, hallelujah. All of my mind, soul, strength, more than living, more than life. I love you more. Hallelujah. It is in you that I live and I breathe and that I come and I thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name. I ask and pray.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Bless us. Bless
come.
Us. Yes.
Come, let us adore him. Kneel down before him, worship and adore him, come on, everybody, come let us adore him, kneel down before him, worship and adore him, Emmanuel, there's nobody like you, Emmanuel, you're the King of Kings, yes you are, Emmanuel, you're God's only son, Emmanuel, we worship you, oh yes we do, oh God, we worship you, you and you and you alone, we worship you, come, hallelujah, come on everybody, come let us adore him, kneel down before him, worship and adore you. Come let us adore him, kneel down before him, worship and adore him, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, there's nobody like you, oh God, Emmanuel, you're the King of Kings, yes you are, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, you're God's only son, Emmanuel, you're the great I am, yes you are, Emmanuel, you're the Savior of the world, Emmanuel, we call your name, Emmanuel, you're the lily of the valley, Emmanuel, hallelujah, you're the bright and morning star, Emmanuel, you're the rose of Sharon, yes you are, Emmanuel, Yeah. Emmanuel, you're the wonderful counselor. Emmanuel, you're the mighty God. Yes, you are. Emmanuel, woo, you're the everlasting Father. Emmanuel, you're the Prince of Peace. Yeah. Emmanuel, I love you, I love you. Emmanuel, I worship you, oh God, with all of my heart. Emmanuel, yeah. Emmanuel, oh, we worship you. Oh, yeah, yes, God, we worship you. You and you, yeah, and you and you alone, yeah. We worship you, yeah, the King of Kings. We worship you, oh God, as the Lord of Lords. We worship you, as the great I am, oh God. We worship you, We worship you, the beginning, you're the beginning and the end. We worship you. Yeah, oh my God, we worship you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Ooh, bless the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You, yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, bless His holy name.
Yeah.
Ooh, when I think about. When I just think about, oh, glory, oh, help me, Jehovah, glory to God, oh, bless His holy name, hallelujah, oh, bless the Lord, hold me, Master, oh, glory, when I think about, hallelujah, the goodness of the Lord, oh, glory to God, my soul cries out, hallelujah, oh, the songwriter says if he never do anything else for us, He's already done enough. Oh, Father,
amen.
Hallelujah. I'm not going to prolong the time because I know that we have other speakers, but for those of you, glory to God, that have your Bible, we're going to go to the second chapter of Matthew. Very familiar passage. Hallelujah. Very, very, very familiar passage. Hallelujah. And I'm going to call your attention. Ooh, bless His name. Y'all, excuse me. Ooh, bless His holy name.
Go ahead.
Ooh,
go ahead.
Oh, bless His name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, bless His name. God, I love you, Master. Oh, glory to God. Let me go on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, because I ain't got nowhere to run, y'all. Oh, bless His name. Oh, glory. Oh, bless His name. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless His name. Oh, God, I love you. Oh, my Lord, Jesus. Oh, my Lord.
Come on,
Jesus.
Sister. Come on.
Oh, my Lord.
Let Him use you now. Let Him use you.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Amen, amen,
oh,
amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I bless His name, I bless His name. Let me go on, let me go on. Let me, Jesus. I want to call your attention, hallelujah, to the 10th verse. Oh, 10th and 11th verse. Oh, bless His holy name. Oh, Jesus, I'm so, oh, glory. So excited about Jesus, y'all. Oh, glory to God.
Yes, yes,
ooh,
that name. Just
name.
That name itself,
hallelujah.
That name.
Hallelujah.
The name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
The scripture says,
don't say nothing else but the name
says,
of Jesus.
The scripture says, saw the star, they rejoice with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. They saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, hallelujah, they presented unto him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. I just want to call your attention for just a quick moment. Hallelujah. Come meet the King. Glory to God. Ooh, glory to God. Come meet the King. Come meet the King. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to cover this because I know we are limited with time, but hallelujah, I'm just going to deal with the men. Hallelujah. The wise men, the astrologers. Hallelujah. If I were to use my spiritual imagination, because in the study it said that they were either from Babylon, or they was from Syria or from Persia. And we know that in those other countries they worshiped other gods, hallelujah, and they didn't know about this great God that we worship today, this great God, hallelujah, that sent us the Savior. And so they, because they were astrologers, they were paying attention, hallelujah, to the stars, to the sky. I want to ask you today, what are you paying attention to? Oh, glory to God.
Right
Oh, glory to God, because I'm reminded that Jesus told his disciples that the same way you've seen me go, oh, glory to God, hallelujah, I'm coming back again the same way. But they were looking at the stars, hallelujah, and I can imagine they probably was reading or hearing the prophets in those times who were prophesying about the coming king, such as Isaiah. I think you read that scripture in Isaiah 9, hallelujah, where they said until this day, it said, this day a son is born, a child is born, and a son is given, and the government, hallelujah, shall be upon his shoulder. Glory to God. He shall be called wonderful. He shall be called counselor. Glory to God. He shall be called mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He shall be called everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I'm trying to tell somebody today, come meet the King. Hallelujah. Because once you meet the King, glory to God, hallelujah, you'll never be the same. Hallelujah. And let me call on somebody to be a witness today. Hallelujah. If you're familiar with the Apostle Paul, good God Almighty, in the ninth chapter of Acts, he was on his way to going Damascus Road, and he thought he was right in all of his doings, but he met the King that day. Glory to God. Lord, he met the King, Jesus, hallelujah, and Paul had enough sense to say, hallelujah, who are you, Lord? Oh, my God. Jesus said, the King said to him, why are you kicking against the prick? I want to let you know today that when you kick against the prick, you only hurt yourself. But he had enough sense to say, who art thou? Lord, I'm trying to tell somebody, come on. Come on, come on, come on, and meet the King. Oh, my God. So these three men, let me tell you about them. They went on, and they followed the star. It was a divine star. They knew nothing about God, but because they was astrologers, and they were paying attention, they were led by a star to a place called Bethlehem. And I like the fact that, I ain't gonna talk about King Herod, but I like the fact that the Bible says that, hallelujah, when the star led them, it led them right to where the child was. And they said, when they saw the star, they began to rejoice. I want to ask you today, are you rejoicing? Hallelujah, because you met the King. I'm so glad today that I met this King. Let me give you a testimony. After I talk about these men, the Bible said that the star, they saw the star, and they began to rejoice. I can imagine if I use my spiritual imagination. They were on a journey. They were riding on camels, and it took them a long time to get from where they were to where they were going. And sometimes, y'all, oh, my God, it takes us a long time to get from where we are, to God Almighty, to where we're going. I'm trying to tell you today, we're on our way to heaven. Hallelujah. But in order for you to get there, you got to meet the King. Oh, my God. You got to meet the King. And so they begin. After they got there, I can imagine they were tired. They were weary. But the Bible said, hallelujah, when they saw the star, they began to rejoice. They became lively. They had a they had a whole lot of excitement. Hallelujah. And let me tell you today, when you met the King, good God Almighty, you
Oh, my Lord. You ought to be lightning. Yeah, yeah. You ought to be excited. I remind him of the song that said, I'm so excited. Oh, I'm so excited. And I just can't hide it. No. I'm about to lose control. And I think
I kept on searching. I kept on, y'all. I kept on searching. I kept on.
I kept on searching until I found, mm-hmm. I found mm-hmm. I found my king, my king, my king, mm-hmm. my king of kings. So that's why I can tell somebody, you need to come and meet
yes.
this king. He's the mm-hmm. one and only king.
Yeah.
To meet in this day than the King of Kings. He's the Savior mm-hmm. of the world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's the love that God has shown to humanity. I'm talking about the King, y'all, that I want you
yeah.
to meet. He is the healer of all
yeah.
our diseases. Thank you, Jesus. This King, y'all, he's a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Good God Almighty, when you're friendless, I read in the Word
yeah.
that this King, he'll stick closer, he'll stick closer than any other. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
when you meet this
mm-hmm.
King, you can't stay the same. I reminded
yeah.
that Apostle Paul, who was changed on Damascus, he said, if any man
mm-hmm.
be in Christ, that's in Corinthians 5:17,
mm-hmm.
he's a new creature. And all
yeah.
things are passed away,
mm-hmm.
and behold, all things come. I'm trying to encourage somebody. Come on, come on, come on. It's good to
my Lord.
It's good to know this King.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody ought to know Jesus. Oh my God! Everybody ought to know this King.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you
yeah.
real quickly that this King, he came down here 42 generations. Thank you, Jesus. He came as a baby, but he grew.
Yeah.
He grew in wisdom. He grew in knowledge, and he healed the sick,
mm-hmm.
and he opened up blinded
mm-hmm.
eyes. Ooh,
yes,
y'all.
Yes.
Come meet this King. Oh, my Lord. One day after he had worked all of his miracles and revealed himself, good God
mm-hmm.
Almighty, to everybody, they beaten him, they beaten him, they tore open his skin with the lashes for our sin, and they led him to a place called Calvary.
Mm-hmm.
And my
mm-hmm.
King and your King, he laid his body down on that
yeah.
old rugged cross. And they nailed his left hand back there. Thank you, Jesus. And they nailed his right hand for the sin
mm-hmm.
right now. But they didn't stop right there, y'all. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. They nailed his feet for the sin to come. But they didn't stop right
mm-hmm.
there, y'all. They put a crown of stones around his head.
Mm-hmm.
And the blood came
yeah.
down. And they stuck a spear in his side. And blood and water came gushing
mm-hmm.
out at the same time. I'm
yeah.
trying to tell somebody, come meet the King. He said,
mm.
the King said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. Oh,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Come meet the King. And but that wasn't the end of the story. They took him down after he gave up the ghost. They put him in a bar or two.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And he stayed down there for 3 days.
Come on, yeah.
All day Friday night. All
mm-hmm.
day Sunday. I mean Saturday and Saturday night. But I want to tell
Come
you something.
Here.
Oh, my God. Early, y'all.
Early.
Sunday morning. He got up with all power in his hand.
Yes,
oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
To his disciples. I'm trying to
Thank
tell
you,
somebody
Lord.
To come meet the King. Come meet the King.
Come
because
on.
The King,
Hallelujah,
the
Lord.
King is coming back again. He's
yes,
coming
yes.
back again. He's gone, but he's coming again. And as we celebrate
mm-hmm.
The King's birthday, hallelujah, we're going to
yes.
give him all we got. We're going to pour out our hearts to him. We ain't going to withhold
yeah.
nothing. I said, Lord, here am I. Use me, Lord. Send me,
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
I give myself away to the King of Kings. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come meet the King. I love the King. He's my life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no better, greater decision a person can make today. Hallelujah. Than to come and meet the King and give him the gift. Hallelujah. Open up the treasures of your heart. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And present them to him. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And you will not regret. You will not regret meeting this King and presenting your gifts to him, as did the three wise men. God bless you today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless his holy name.
Amen.
God, I give him glory to God. I give him glory.
Give the Lord a hand praise. Amen.
Bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Give the Lord a hand praise. Come on, y'all. Give the Lord a hand praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Now I heard what she had to say. Okay? I heard her spirit. I heard her words. And I could hear her running around her room, even though she was trying to stay still. But I heard what she had to say. And what she say? What are you paying attention to? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What are you paying attention to? Who are you paying attention to? Huh? Are you paying attention to what's going on today? What you doing? What are you doing? What are you paying attention to? Thank you so much, Reverend Carolyn Williamson. First time I've heard you, but I'd love to hear you again and again and again. Can we say amen, amen, and amen again? Come on, church, say amen.
Amen.
Come on. Somebody's going to cry out. Come on now. Come on. I ain't the only one on the line. Come on. Give her a hand for you. Come on. Thank you. Now we're going to hear Jennifer Hudson's Oh Holy Night. And then after Jennifer sings us, I will introduce our second speaker of the afternoon, Reverend Clarence Nichols. Sing, Jennifer, sing.
Of my dear Savior's birth.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jennifer, for Oh Holy Night. Now, for our next speaker, we have Reverend Clarence Nichols. He is an ordained and assistant pastor of Redeeming Grace AME Church in San Antonio, Texas. He is a native of Little Rock, Arkansas. He received a certificate of theology from ITC in 2004. He has been in ministry since 2005 and is a chairperson of men's ministry in the Texas Conference of AME Zion Church. He is married to one of our ministers who spoke to us, Reverend Crystal Nichols, and they have together 5 children, 11 grandchildren, and 3 greats. He is a committed soldier in the Army of the Lord. He is a retired Air Force veteran, and he is also retired from the city of San Antonio. We will have a selection by Reverend Carolyn Williamson, and then we will have another song and hear from Reverend Clarence Nichols. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Oh, Jesus, yeah, 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 Jesus, oh, oh, what a wonderful time, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yes.
Jesus, oh, my Lord, yeah, Jesus, fell so lowly, meek and mild, yeah, new life, yeah, new hope, new joy he brings. Won't you listen, yeah, to the angels singing, glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Hey, 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 Jesus, oh, my Lord, yes, Jesus, hey, 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 oh, what a wonderful child, y'all, yes, 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 Jesus, oh, my Lord, yes, Jesus, yeah. So lowly, meek and mild, yeah. New light, yeah. New hope, new joy he brings. Won't you listen, yeah, to the angels singing? Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King, yeah, yeah. He was heralded, yeah, by the angels. Yes, he was. He was born in a lowly manger. Yes, he was. The Virgin Mary was his mother. Yeah. And Joseph was his father. 3 wise men came from afar, y'all. They were guided by that shining star. Yes, they were. To see King Jesus where he laid in a manger. Hey, 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 Jesus, oh, my Lord, yeah, Jesus, yay, oh, what a wonderful child, y'all, yes, yes, I said, Jesus, thank you, Lord, yeah, Jesus, oh, so lowly, making my house, new light, yeah, new hope, new joy he brings, won't you listen, yeah. Listen to the angels singing, glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Yeah, 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 yeah. Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Hey, hey, hey. Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Ooh, glory, hallelujah. Ooh, bless his name. Ooh, glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Ooh, bless his name. Ooh, glory, let me get
over
here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, amen. I'd like to thank God, first of all, for he is the author of and finisher of my faith. And I'd like to thank Reverend Rodney McCullough and Reverend Carolyn McCullough and the radio station for giving me an opportunity to bring God's word on this radio station for God's people and the public, with the knowledge that the Spirit-led word will touch the heart of someone that needs a touch, and will give them life of Christ,
yes.
Jesus, our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing, pleasing to you,
yes,
O Lord, my rock
Hallelujah.
And my redeemer. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Father, I thank you also for the providing salvation through the
yes.
gift of your Son,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I
want to
speak on, and I kept on saying, the Lord put this on my heart to speak, and it comes out of Ecclesiastes, actually, and it's the fourth chapter of Ecclesiastes, and and it's verse 9 through verse 12. And I'll be reading it to you starting at verse 9 through 12. Mm-hmm. I give everyone a minute to get there. Thank you, Jesus.
Four.
Starting at verse 9, it says, two people are better than one. They can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help.
Mm-hmm.
But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm. But how can one be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated. But two can be attacked and the attack and But two can stand back to back and conquer. I'm sorry. Three is even better, for a triple braided cord is not always broken, not easily broken. Okay. And then it says, I say that God is with us. And when God was given the name Emmanuel, that means God is with us. God is with
Amen.
Us all the time, y'all.
Yeah.
He's with us all the time. The scripture tells us to behold, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. I want to refer us back to the birth of Jesus and talk a little, just a couple of seconds about Joseph, who was engaged to Mary, but before the marriage took place, she was still a virgin, and she became pregnant with the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, was a good man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, the angels of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, son of David, the angel said, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins.
Yes.
And all this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet, which is, the virgin will conceive a child.
Yes.
She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. See, God has always been with us from the beginning of time, and we need to be conscious of that. God has always been with us. Reminds me of the poem "Footsteps in the Sand," but he was there all along, all during problems and things that came up on the person. He was there all along with him. He's been walking with us ever since, you know, the birth of Jesus, which was Emmanuel, which means God is with us. He's always been with us. He's going to always be with us because he loves us, and he knows we are his children, and he is doing what he has to do to let us know that he's there for us.
Amen.
No matter where on earth that you you call home, Jesus' birth is God's offer of love and peace to us. And all who find new life in Christ from every tribe and every language and people and nation will one day celebrate God's glory forever and ever. And that's in Revelation.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about the ends of time right now. We're saying that Jesus has been walking with us ever since we took on our walk with God. God is a relational God is relational with us, and he wants a relationship between you and between us and him. And he's got a relationship. He wants us to love him and know that he is God and ask him for what we need, when we need it, and how we need it and stuff. God will provide, you know. God is a God that provides everything. He's our doctor if we need him. He's our lawyer if we need him. He's the person that will be with us always because he loves us, and he wants us to have that peace in mind that he's always there with us. Even in the garden, he was there, you know. Even before he even created us, he was there, you know. He knows all about it, all about us. He's omnipotent, you know. He's a God that's omnipresent, you know. He's all-seeing and he's all-knowing and he's all-powerful and he's everywhere, you know.
Yes,
God knows us. God is with us. Yeah. And his greatest gift to us is to allow us to know him. See, the problem is we need to know him, you know. With the world and the way it's going right now with COVID-19 and everything, we need to know that God is still with us. God is guiding us. And God has led us up to this day that he's with us. And he's protecting us. See, he's always there. He's omnipresent. He knew us in the womb before we even was born. He knew all about how we were going to do, what we were going to do, and which one is going to follow him and which ones weren't. But he still loves us all. So, you know, he's with us always. So, that's how I came up with the title Better Together.
Yeah.
You know, we're better together.
Yeah.
We're better together with our walk with the Lord. We're better together because we walk with the Lord and we pray to the Lord and we know God is there for us. You know, he may not answer us right on time all the time the way we want it to be, but he's going to answer us. He's going to answer us in his own way, the way he sees we need it.
We serve
a God that knows all and sees all, and we are his people, and he is doing what he needs to do for us to prosper in what we need. So we serve a God that he's a lawyer when we need him. He's a lawyer when we need him, and he provides food when we need it. He's always there.
Yes, he is.
He's always there.
Yes, he is.
So Emmanuel, God with us. He's also the Son of Man, the Rose of Sharon, the Bright and Morning Star, the Bread of Life. He's a wonderful counselor. He's Jehovah Nisi and Jehovah Jireh, and he's the Gate of the Sheep. You know, he's the Lamb of God. He's the everlasting Father. He's the, the good shepherd, the Lord of Lords, the resurrection and the life, the mighty God, the way and the truth and the life. He's the Prince of Peace and the Vine, and he's also the Alpha and the Omega. So we need to always rejoice in prayer and weep to the Lord. You know, without prayer to the Lord, we can't give the thanks that we need to give to him. But this is the will of the God in Christ Jesus for you, is to pray to him to give thanks, and he will never stop filling our lives with love.
Amen.
So I'm just going back, because God has always been with us, y'all. And we need to be walking and doing what is, we need to be keeping the faith and doing what his word tells us to do, and praying to him and doing all the things that we know we need to do. He's an on-time God on everything. He knows about everything. He knows what our mind is saying right now. He knows what's in our minds right now. He knows the response that we're gonna do. He knows it before we even do it. We serve a mighty, precious God, a God that's been with us ever since the beginning of time and even before. He knew he knew how we was gonna be and how we're going to turn out and how everything is going to go for us. And we thank him for letting us see up into this present day. And we ask, Lord, that you would let us see even more. We are better together walking with the Lord. We are better together. We are definitely better together. God is a good God. So that's why God put this word on me, and I don't know if it, you know, if it goes in cahoots with everything else that's been said, but I just pray that God will open the hearts of the ones that needed to hear that, and be with everyone and guide everyone. And I thank you. And I give you all the honor and the glory, God, for your word.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Reverend Lil, would you pray for us, please?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Reverend Lil?
Yes.
Would you pray for us, please?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Okay.
That's
okay, sweetie. We just come thanking you, dear Lord God, thanking you for this day, thanking you, Heavenly Father, for the word going forth for Reverend Williamson, and we thank you for Reverend Nichols. We praise your blessings upon them, oh Lord God, that you will bless them and elevate them to continue to carry your word, and to win the souls out there, Father God. We thank you for ideas and for sharing and for all that makes up
Do It All Radio.
We thank you, oh Heavenly Father, for Reverend Carolyn McCullough and Reverend Rodney, Reverend Eric, everyone, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
We give you all the praise and glory. And most of all, we thank you for your Son, our Savior, Jesus the Christ. We thank you, Lord, that he's no longer a baby, but he is a king, the king of
Lord.
And we give you all the praise and glory, and we are looking forward, Lord God, for he is our hope. He is our hope that one day we will look up and will see him in the air. Our Lord in the West says that we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye, and we will forever be caught up and be with the Lord. So we thank you for the hope that's in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice that he made. We thank you, Lord, as we enter into the celebration of his birth. We thank you, Lord God, for every drop of blood that he lost The word says
yes,
that, hallelujah, you poured out your soul for the transgressors,
yes,
with all of us, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
What's the matter, God?
Thank
so
you.
We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank,
thank
you, Jesus.
You.
We
thank
you
thank
for
you.
Your finished
thank
work
you.
On
yes,
Calvary.
Do. Thank
as
you,
we look for
Lord.
That day, Lord God. Oh, Lord
yes,
God,
Lord.
To that
yes,
place
yes,
that
Lord.
Has not been built by hands. Oh, but that
yes.
was built by the
Lord.
Lord. We look for
yes.
the grace. We are
yes,
patiently
Lord.
Waiting for you, Lord.
Yes,
in the mighty
Lord.
Name
thank
of Jesus.
You.
And as we close, we say,
name.
We thank you. And we give
thank
you praise
Lord.
And glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We give you praise. There's none
thank
other
you,
like you. And we're
mm-hmm.
so blessed and grateful that you have rescued us. And brought us
yes,
out of
yes,
now,
yes,
Lord, we ask that you
yes,
not stop
yes,
with us, but that your
yes,
spirit will continue to run rampant through the land, Lord God. Continue
yes,
to
yes.
and draw it, men and women,
yes,
calling
yes,
them out, Lord,
yes,
just like you did us, into your
yes,
darkness, into your marvelous
on,
light. I ask
come
it
on.
In the
Lord.
Mighty name of Jesus
thank
that somebody in radio land
somebody.
Today. Has heard your
yes.
voice that they have made room for you in the
yes.
end of their heart. Oh,
you
Lord
know.
God,
yes,
I
Lord.
Ask this in Jesus' name. And I commit it all
Lord.
To you, believing that
mm-hmm.
that I've asked.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
oh, Lord, because
yes,
you
Lord.
Said if we ask
mm-hmm.
according to your will,
mm-hmm.
it shall
yes.
be done. And I know, Lord,
be.
That it is
yes.
your will, that no
yes,
man be lost, but that all come to repentance. So I thank
yes.
you. I believe that it's already done. In Jesus'
already
name.
Done.
In Jesus'
yes,
name.
In Jesus'
name. In the
name
yes. of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
mm-hmm.
I pray.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Hallelujah.
Don't nobody ever pray again.
You,
that's always a ooh. She just prays from her heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
She from the bottom
oh,
of her feet. She prays. And I appreciate that so much. And we'll hear the God of another chance, because as she was saying,
thank
he gives us chances. He's always there for
you.
Us, as Reverend Nichols
yes,
was saying,
yes.
we're better together. And he gives us that chance to be together with him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get that chance to be together with him. We appreciate that.
Yes,
so I will play the song, Yes, Lord, the God of another chance by Chester Baldwin.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
It would not be right
no.
for us to leave this place
mm-hmm.
and not give someone an opportunity
well.
To receive Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's a simple act of faith to confess that you are lost
mm-hmm.
and you need a Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Come trusting, come believing.
Yeah.
But come.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't put it off. Do it right now.
Thank you, Lord.
As the choir
mm-hmm.
sings.
Right
thank
now.
You, Lord.
I have grown contrary.
Thank you, sir.
People say that we serve
mm-hmm.
the God of a second chance. But since
thank
I met that one up so long ago, I'm glad he forgives me again.
Thank you.
and I messed up. I have fallen short. I made a mess. I messed up. And I've fallen short.
Thank you, Jesus. How many serve
Amen.
A God of another chance? How many of us serve a God of another chance? How many people give us another chance? All the dirt
Amen.
We've done, all the
wrong
that we've done, all the sins we've done. Who gives us another chance? Who died for us? Who hangs up on the cross? Who bleeds from the side? Who bleeds from their skull? Who has that blood that comes dripping down? Who does that? Who does that?
All right.
Nobody but Jesus.
All right. Hallelujah.
Nobody but Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we
thank
God for Jesus.
Oh, Lord
Hallelujah.
Jesus, thank you. If he hadn't come to this world,
Hallelujah.
It wouldn't
you
have
been
out of all chance.
Give God
I can't
praise.
Go to my sister and say, forgive me. Well, you give me another chance. No, you did me wrong. So, no, I'm not giving you another chance. But we can go to a God of another chance. We can go to him.
Yes, Lord. Thank
he will
you,
forgive
Lord.
Us.
Yes, Lord.
He will
Thank
give
you,
us.
Lord. Thank
he
you, Lord.
He will give us and give us
Praise
another
God.
Chance. Chance after chance after
Thank
chance.
You, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you. We will have
an
invitation of Christian discipleship from Reverend Carolyn McCullough.
Amen. Hallelujah. Everything
Hallelujah.
That you do comes down to
Amen.
This very moment right here. We have heard some powerful words today.
Yes.
We have been invited
Amen.
To come
Amen.
To the king. And we have been invited to put ourselves together because we are better together.
Together.
And that
yes.
is what Christ Jesus
yeah.
wants us to be.
Hallelujah.
The word of the Lord says he wants us to be one as he and the Father are also one. So
yeah.
we
yes.
can't
yeah.
be one if we have not invited him into our lives.
Yes.
And so today,
yeah,
right.
I take this opportunity to ask you a question that was asked in service earlier today. Is there any room in the end of your heart? Do you have any room in your heart for Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
And if you have room in your heart for him, I invite you to consider giving your life to him today, and I promise you, your life will never, ever, ever be the same. And so we're going to pray prayer of confession, and I'm going to ask all of us to pray this prayer, and I don't care how many times you've prayed it, we will not see perfection until we are caught up to be with him or until die in him. But as long as you're living, we are both sinner and saint. And so we want to always be striving to get our hearts right with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Let's give our hearts to him today, and let's invite the Holy Spirit to continue cleaning us up and to fill us with the Holy Spirit so that we will have the power we need to do all that we need to do for Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I confess that I am a sinner and I need your forgiveness.
I confess that I am a sinner and I need your forgiveness.
I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Today I turn from my sins and I invite you into my heart as my personal Savior. I am willing to follow and obey you as Lord of my life.
I am willing to follow and obey you as Lord of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Ghost. Thank you for forgiving me for my sins and giving me eternal life.
Thank you for giving me eternal life.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
If you receive him in your heart, you are saved. You have received his Holy Ghost today. And we want you to know that an encounter with Jesus will never leave you the same. So all of us are striving to be better. So if you prayed this prayer of confession with us and accepted Jesus into your heart today for the very first time or for multiple times, we say, welcome to the family of God.
Amen.
I ask that you go to the homepage of doitallinthemall.com and complete a contact form and place your information there, and we will send some information to you by mail.
Amen.
And it will help you better understand what has happened to you since you have given your life to Christ. Amen.
We invite you to participate
in our Bible studies with us beginning the first part of the year. We will be back in Bible study after the holidays, and we invite you to participate with us on the radio in Bible study. And you're also welcome to join us at any time that we're having Bible study. So we praise God for you. We bless God. And we thank God, and we say thank God for the word, and I'm reminding you that you came to see the King, and that you are better together, and that you have acknowledged that you do have room in the inn of your heart. You won't be like the innkeeper when Jesus' parents brought him to the inn. And the innkeeper was able to say, there is no room.
No room. Yeah. That's right.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank God for you today, and we bless God for each of you. And I say, walk in your salvation. Walk in your salvation.
Amen.
I don't care what the devil says to you, you tell him, I refuse to hear it in the name of Jesus. I am saved. I am sanctified. I am filled with the Holy Ghost. I am a child of the Most High God.
Yes.
I can do
all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Thank God for your salvation. So let's put our hands together and give him a hand of praise as we thank him for salvation today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We honor you today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. And following that wonderful invitation,
and now, Miss
Inez,
I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you for that wonderful invitation to Christian discipleship. We will have benediction from Rodney McCullough, and then I'll do an announcement, and then we will close out. Thank you, Jesus, for a beautiful day.
Amen. Thank you. I thank God for these preachers, Reverend Williamson, Reverend Nichols. Thank you all for the word. Now unto him who is able to keep falling. But certainly when you fall, oh, how he's able to pick us up to the only wise God, to the all-wise God, to the powerful God, God who is present every place at the same time. Somebody say when he's leaving, he meets himself coming, and that is a powerful.
Yes.
So we thank God for this worship experience. We thank you for your word, and we know it will never return void. Now keep us in perfect peace until we meet again.
Yes.
In Jesus' precious name.
December 24th. Thank you all for joining us today on December 24th at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, online with Facebook Live free. The price is free. We will have Marvin F. Cockrell for an evening of jazzy Christmas tunes. He has a Cash App for tips of a $MusicFocus7, and he's going to be coming to Let's Do a Radio. So we want to welcome him. But the evening of December the 24th at 4 p.m. Go if you have a Facebook. Please join him online. It's free, and anybody can watch him, so you can tell your friends, neighbors, relatives. If you just want to have some nice, jazzy Christmas music, join Marvin Cockrell at 4 p.m. Pacific time.
Amen.
All right, now, where are we? Okay, here we go. Okay. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Jesus is the reason for the season.
This has been your hostess,
Miss Inez, owner of Anais Alcu Design and fashion designer as well, out of Tampa, Florida. We had a wonderful church service today. You have been listening to Sunday Service, where you can find this program and its episode on Let's Do a Radio on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall, which is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall, providing over 5,000 of your favorite stores, as well as stores you may not be familiar with. You can shop for anything you need and find great listing entertainment all in the comfort of your home. We have music out there, rhythm and R&B music. We have movies for the children. So, you know, check out the episodes, and you can play them as often as you want. And we'd appreciate that to kind of help Let's Do a Radio. And you can peruse the religious section, where you will find all of your religious items, such as Bibles in all languages, religious charms, T-shirts, and gift shops with anointing oils, and memorial shops with more items coming. If you have a religious product you would like to bring to Do It All in the Mall, from the homepage of Do It All in the Mall, please complete the contact information and send it to us, and we will respond to you. When you shop through the mall, we earn a commission from all qualified purchases, and it goes back to your community. So the more you shop, the more we earn, but you have got to shop, all right? So take a tour, shop for all your holiday purchases, get ahead of the crowds and peruse the website. You don't have to worry about wearing a mask. You don't have to worry about anybody knocking you in the back of your leg with a cart or anything, which is nice. You can peruse the website at your convenience. It's just like going to the regular website, but we get a commission when you shop. You Do It All in the Mall. And if you like what you're doing and you like what you hear, you can help keep Let's Do It Radio in the air and do it all in the mall in business by clicking that donation button on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. And if you have any questions, you can contact us about doing your donation. You can call in Tuesday through Friday, and they alternate. And on Sundays, at 845-241-9985 with the show times of 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, and 8 a.m. Bali time the next day. And we have Stephanie Lott, Why Does Love Hurt? And her shows are Wednesday evenings at a different time, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and 11 a.m. Bali time. So please share all this information with all the people you know. Share it on social media. Spread the word. The bigger the crowd, the broader the spectrum. And we'd like to thank you to Spread the Word Ministries, Reverend Rodney McCullough and Carolyn McCullough, the Reverend Lil and Eric Broadway, for sharing your word. And guest speakers, Carolyn Williams, along with Reverend Clarence Nichols, for joining us today's service. Thank you for listening to Let's Do a Radio, as you do it all in the mall. We pray you receive something uplifting from today's service. I know I did. I was crying and full. And since we are blessed in the city, we are blessed in the field, we are blessed when we come and when we go, stay blessed and be blessed until we meet again. Merry Christmas, and to everyone, let the church say amen, amen, and amen again. Say amen, church.